From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. 90-year-old Ted Lewis of Fort Myers went into the StoryCorps booth with his daughter Kira Lewis to describe his service during World War II, flying a B-29 bomber over Japan. Ted says he graduated from high school at age 17 and immediately enlisted in the Air Force.
There was a tremendous anger and indignation among the younger people at that time, my friends, about the attack on Pearl Harbor, about the atrocities in Europe perpetuated by Hitler and Mussolini. And so the attitude of the young people was that we're going to go and win the war, then come back and pursue our careers.
A little over a year later, you ended up flying a B-29 bomber over Japan. What happened?
I was very interested in being a pilot. Unfortunately, I didn't qualify to be a pilot. And I was intimidated by the big dashboard on the B-29s. They were looking for command gunners, central fire control gunners. So I volunteered for that. So I was immediately shipped out to Denver, Colorado, where we learned all about the new B-29 and the very, very complicated gun system. They sent me down to Fort Myers, Florida, of all places, for gunnery practice. That was the first time I'd ever flown in an airplane. And so they didn't have B-29s there. They had B-17s, B-24s. I would practice in the open air waste of the B-17s, never knowing that 60 years later I was going to retire to Fort Myers. We went to Kansas, where I met the other 11 members of my crew. We picked up our own airplane just off the assembly line. Then we got the okay to proceed overseas. So we flew our plane out to Mather Field, California. That was for a final fueling up and all that. Then we took off with a lot of sadness and watched the Golden Gate Bridge disappear behind us. Stopped overnight in Hawaii. Then we finally ended up in North Field in Guam, which was where we were stationed. We would fly our bomber from Guam up to Japan.
And what was the name of your plane?
We decided to name the plane Sentimental Journey. That was a very, very popular song back at that time by Doris Day. But more than that, it was kind of an objective that we're going to go to Japan and win the war and then take that sentimental journey back home. We started doing missions immediately. We usually did one or two a week. One of the big problems was that they had these suicide planes, kamikazes. So a suicide bomber would be lightweight as possible, wouldn't have any guns on or anything. Its objective was fly right into a formation of B-29s and try and hit right into the cockpit where the pilot and co-pilot are. So that's actually what happened one time. The kamikaze came in and they hit the plane right next to ours, which had a command gunner who was a very good friend of mine, and that plane just went down like that. So that was one of the more emotional experiences while I was over there.
Did that impact your crew as you were sitting there? I mean, you're flying right next to them and they go down. Did you?
Nothing we could do.
There's nothing you could do. I mean, what were you most worried about or afraid of as you were flying those missions?
Well, the B-29 was a very big target. So our biggest concern was what was called ACAC, ground fire. And particularly when you're going to a place as well fortified as Tokyo, then in addition to that, the Japanese Navy would be in Tokyo Bay or other water locations, and they would have a great deal of ACAC coming at you as well. Sometimes there are funny incidents. We were leaving the target, one of our missions, and the left gunner suddenly shouted out, "I've been shot." So I was looking down at him from my post. I could see the red liquid on his shirt, but I couldn't see any holes in the plane. So I was thinking, well, where did the bullet come from? What did he get hit with? And then he started to laugh. It was ketchup from his in-flight lunch.
What did you guys all do when you weren't flying?
A lot of sports. We played softball. We played touch football. There's a lot of card playing, a lot of gambling. The USO sent in entertainment from time to time, so we had that. And then there was always music in the mess hall. And a lot of letter writing, letter receiving. That was a big deal on Guam.
Were you getting a lot of letters from family or?
My mother wrote to me every single day.
Every day?
Every day I was in the service. They dropped the two atom bombs and the war was over. And there was jubilation on Guam among every single person. That plane was recovered from salvage at some point and was taken to the Air Force Museum in Tucson, Arizona, where it's on display today. It has the names of the crew on the side, including my name.
This interview with father and daughter Ted and Kira Lewis was recorded at StoryCorps in Fort Myers, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. This excerpt was selected and produced by me, Amy Tardiff.